Before we get to this week's bonus Survivor coverage with Corinne Kaplan here in the studio, I've got two quick things to tell you. The first is that this podcast will contain explicit language. And if this is something that you do not want to hear, or if you are easily offended by the type of things that Corinne Kaplan often talks about, then this podcast is not for you. And I highly suggest you listen to one of our many other podcasts this week. And we will see you next time. And then secondly, I'd like to take a moment and thank our friends over at True Car. Now, if you're looking to buy a car, you're probably familiar with a term like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for, but what does it actually mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. All you're really looking for is a price that actually means something. That's why there's True Price from True Car. Now you know exactly what you'll pay for the car that you want, including the fees and the accessories, before you even get to a dealership. True Car dealers will show you the true price on cars like the one that you want, all from the comfort of your home. And how do you know if your True Price is a great price? Because True Car will show you what other people paid for the same car that you want, and your certified dealer knows this. That's why they set their true price competitively, so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy that new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with extended coverage. Very excited to have the first lady of podcasting here with us in the studio. Nicole, how are you?
I am fantastic.
And we are very lucky to have here. No, it's not the start of a new season. It's the fifth episode of a new season. And here with us, back within, within a calendar month to talk about what's going on Survivor, is the great Corinne Kaplan.
Yep, I'm back.
Yes.
That bell sounds so much louder. Did you grease it?
No, I'm using a different bell this season. I'm a louder bell. The old bell was getting a little stuck.
Okay.
That bell's like on cocaine.
Yes. Yes.
Bell snorted a bunch of Adderall before this.
That's right. To get ready for Corinne.
Yeah.
Here is Corinne Kaplan for an extra podcast. And as one listener told me, that every podcast with Corinne is an extra podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
That bell.
What do you have? Super hearing?
It is so loud.
It's not that loud.
It's pretty loud.
Okay. Corinne doesn't want to hear this.
Reverberation.
Corinne doesn't want to hear this.
I'm really excited to be binderless.
Yes. Corinne is free of the binder. She is unbound.
I'm flying without a net.
I'm braless.
Is that true?
I wish it was true, actually.
All right. Okay. That's fan fiction from Nicole. Yes. Okay. So
he made a note. Wife wearing bra.
Yes.
Sad face.
I put that to record that for my journal. Uh-huh. So Corinne is here. I already did a podcast today. I talked with the great Figgy, Jessica Figueroa, this morning. We talked all about the episode.
I didn't listen to that, but I did listen to.
Well, it's not even up yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's why.
Okay.
Unless you have my phone tapped. Then we have Brett LaBelle coming up on the voicemail because Corinne said, I want to come in, but I don't want to do a recap. I don't want to do a voice. I don't want any pressure on me.
No, I just want to chat about the season so far.
Yeah.
Some highs and some lows. I'd love to talk our predictions.
Yes.
I feel
if we can remember them.
I mean,
the binder. I don't know what you said.
No. I actually delete the file once I sell the binder. So it's definitely only in Lee's hands.
That's the winner of the auction.
It is.
How much did the binder go for?
$512.
Damn.
Very nice. Well, that was a lot. That was a full-time job, 40 hours.
Like, yes.
Yeah. It's like less than minimum wage, basically.
Yes.
But I do want to talk what year. I forgot. I know. Why can't I remember who you picked? Didn't you? You picked Morgan? No.
No. I picked Dominic.
Oh, right.
Jimmy Nick.
Yeah. He's looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Got that
mm-hmm.
legacy advantage. And you?
I picked Kellen.
Kelly with an N.
Damn it. So we're all still in the running.
We're all still in the running. Who was your winner pick?
Laurel.
Yeah. Everybody's looking good.
I want to say that
good. Yeah.
It feels like I was pretty accurate on my boring assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Laurel and Angela are still pretty boring.
Yeah. You almost didn't want to give them a cast assessment.
No, I didn't give them a cast assessment.
Yes.
And then, you know, the third runner up that got one but almost didn't was Chelsea, who is better known as who? Every time she appears on screen, I'm like,
what is her name?
Wait, what? There's a yes. Chelsea this season? Yes. This is the first time I ever really saw her, and it wasn't a shining moment.
Well, Corinne is following the season very closely. She is she is every Wednesday night. You can catch her on the TV Party app,
that's right.
And she is chatting away. This is the most engaged she's been in a season.
You know, all someone had to do was dangle some money in front of my face, and I'm like, I guess I'll do this then.
That's all it took for this, and now you are you enjoying Ghost Island?
This is my favorite season ever.
Ever?
Ever. Wow.
Well, One World is obviously has been top forever. I love a Kim Spradlin type winner. So we'll see how this pans out. But so far, I have to tell you, it's my favorite season to watch. I would never want to be on this season.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Everyone is hot. Like, everyone has a smoking body.
Yeah.
They're all crazy good looking. Like, even like, you know, I was really concerned for Doomy Nick to take his shirt off because, you know, he got that 70-pound weight loss.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. And dude looks fine.
I mean,
Laurel is Stanford? Yale?
Yale?
What's she doing with a body like that?
She's an athlete.
I mean, every single one. Angela would take her body. Like,
Angela.
I would never want to be on that season. How are you supposed to shine? Poor Jacob Derwin.
That's what they had to get rid of him.
Yeah,
Corinne was so hard on Jacob Derwin. Do you feel vindicated?
I feel so bad because you pointed out to me.
Yeah.
You gave the Rachel Lacoe example. Like, the people that take it hard are the ones that it's all they had.
Yes.
So poor Jacob. I'm certainly, many people take the high road and it's crowded. I take the low road. I'm not going to send him a nice tweet about how I'm glad that we can bury the hatchet or something.
Yes.
He did. I don't know if you saw this. He tweeted right after I did the cast assessment. Like,
yes, there was a misunderstanding.
Fun watching you struggle. No.
Oh.
He took the shovel and he went deeper. He was like, fun watching you struggle. By the way, you stole the Fozzie Bear joke from somebody's inside fucking video. And I was like, to know me is to know I don't watch a goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I certainly did not mean to steal Fozzie Bear. But,
right.
And by the way, it's not exactly a super solid joke. It wasn't like stealable.
Right.
And also, the reality is you look like Fozzie Bear, and that's the takeaway. Mm-hmm. Multiple people are now saying it.
Yeah. I thought that he had tweeted out that, that it was like when he said, come at me,
yes.
He did it as a joke. He wasn't really saying.
I guess he left or something.
I don't know if it was a joke. Did not have a jokey emoji.
Yeah. Okay.
And then after I did it, he was like, it's fun to watch her struggle. She literally had to steal a Fozzie Bear joke. And I was like, the day I have to steal a Muppet joke. But in any case, Jacob, I wish you well. It's hard to be 22.
Yeah. Yeah.
And...
yeah,
that's all I got. All right,
we'll talk about Survivor, but let's catch up with you a little bit. Okay, so you are, I believe, 1 week away from this is it.
Yeah,
this is like your last week as a resident of Los Angeles.
Yeah,
are you sad?
No. Oh my God, no! I'm pulling the pin out of the grenade and throwing it over my shoulder.
Yeah,
absolutely not. In fact, one of my friends threw me a going away party, and I was like, "Oh, that's unnecessary. Who would come to that?" Like I don't go to people's going away party. And like, people came out in droves. They were like, he's like, people want to say goodbye. I'm like, when someone's leaving, I'm like, okay, well, just check them off. They're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I won't call them any. Like, that friendship's done. Like, when you leave my vicinity, like, unless you're like a real special person, for the most part, I'm like, hey, well, she's not going to take shots at me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I was so shocked. But more to the point is that I am driving to Denver because I have to get my car out there. It's 14 hours. And I'm driving by myself on Thursday. This morning, I get a text from Michael Younger, and he was like, hey, when are you going to be in Denver? Will you be there by this weekend? And I was like, would you like a ride to Denver? And I literally was like, do you want a road trip? And he's like,
Please say yes.
And he's like, I have to work Thursday, Friday. Could you leave after Friday? I was like, no, because I have like a schedule to be on in order to get out there before my stuff.
He was driving to Denver?
No, he's flying. He's a human.
Yes.
But I was like, or... hear me out. You could drive 14 hours. We'll stop in St. George, Utah. I'll get the hotel room.
Yes.
And he's so sweet. But I am going to end up out there. Jenna, him, Kellen, and Bradley are all going out there. I don't know why. This weekend.
Why?
Great question. Don't know. I think
because they're young and they can.
Yeah.
Okay. What are they, on tour?
They can do whatever they want.
It does feel that way.
Yes.
Because I mean, I went to the premiere party. And Kellen and Bradley and Michael threw that together.
Mm-hmm.
Where does Kellen live?
So she lives in Denver.
Oh.
Yeah, so why is she always out here?
I don't know. That's a great question. But she got a divorce and moved to Denver. And I was like all about recruiting her for the team.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She probably takes a lot of shots.
Oh my God, I thought you were saying something totally different.
Okay, so the format of this podcast, we're going to bounce around. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. Corinne sent out a tweet this morning, and she ended up saying, I'm recording a special RHAP tonight where Nicole Says What and I will get white girl wasted and talk hashtag Survivor Ghost Island while Rob Sestrino will try to contain us. Tweet me topics you want covered. And we got a huge amount of feedback from people.
I tweeted it, and then 15 minutes later, I went back. I was like, whoa, why does it have like 92 likes? And like, I'm not that popular.
Yeah. Well, we will get into all of that. And people are very excited for this podcast. So excited. You know, Corinne, the last time that you were here, that you had a lot of questions about what is a wand off? What is the wand off? And so that it is only appropriate that the winner of the first ever Wand Off has recorded a special anthem for this exact podcast.
No that is way. Amazing.
DJ LaBelle Klein, who is already the first winner of the season 36 Wand Off, has recorded something. If you will put on the headphones,
of course,
you can hear this beautiful song recorded today. For you, especially
so
by DJ LaBelle Klein.
Hey, Rob and Nicole, I heard you got a special guest in the house tonight, so I put a little something together just for the occasion. You want to hear it? Here it goes. It's Corin Kaplan, she is here, and this girl has no filter. A badass bitch from all the fixins, brutal binder builder. She's here to talk about whatever pissed her off or thrilled her. An unofficial extra show that no doubt will bewilder. She's gonna get a little drunk tonight. She's gonna get a little drunk tonight. I'm gonna get a little drunk tonight. We're all gonna get a little drunk tonight. She dishes with her friend Nicole. Now both of them are bright girls and super hot no matter what, with straight hair or with tight curls. From Doomy Nick to Captain Delph, there takes her precious like curls. What you're about to hear is just a couple wasted white girls. So pour the wine and spill the tea and listen to the action. You're about to board on a plane with a tipsy captain. You think you're ready for this ride, but I suggest you strap. And it's gonna be a hot one with Nicole and Corin Kaplan. And also Ralph.
Wow.
Yes, yes. That was the great DJ LaBelle Klein.
I have a lot of questions.
Yes.
But go on, Nicole.
Did you see Rob dancing?
That's like we're getting into like a midweek wand off here.
He was bopping around in his little high chair.
No, that was actually his like dance moves.
Yes. Look, you try not to dance.
Is that how you got her? You guys meet her in a club?
Yes.
Is it always the same song?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's a different song.
I was so offended.
Yes. Yeah.
She didn't know.
Lame contest.
I don't know. I was like, everyone gets the carnival song. Why do I know that song?
It's a Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yes.
I know you're a big Mary Poppins
at
fan.
At first, I thought it was something from Fiddler on the Roof. No. Damn it. Why can't I think of... I'll think of it. Go on.
That's fine. So so thank you, DJ LaBelle Klein. And word on the street, DJ LaBelle Klein is going to be at Run It Up Reno this week.
It still hasn't happened yet?
No, it's Wednesday.
Why do I feel like it's always...
Coming
it doesn't matter. Whenever I appear, it's the following week.
Coming up Wednesday, Peppermill Reno. Got a great crowd coming out. Tyson, Adam Klein, Ben Driebergen, Coach. You like Coach? Are you a Coach fan?
Yes, that reaction... I do like Coach. That reaction was for Ben.
Yeah, you love Ben.
Love. Yeah.
Yeah.
We chat frequently. I like him very much.
I like him too.
Damn it, I forgot it again. Yes. I know which song I was thinking of.
Okay.
Go on.
All right, let's dive into this because I
am the very model of a modern major general. That one. That's what I thought it was. God, why was that so hard to think of?
Yeah, you didn't get the visual of Corinne just like popping into her head and like totally coming alive.
Sorry, I have a really Ambien riddled brain. I can't really conjure things up fast.
Okay. I think that the number one topic that people want to hear you discuss further is as sent into us by a number of people, but this is from this is like a foreign language tweet. Talk about what you did with Michael the other week.
What part of that was foreign language, Rob? Yeah, why is that so hard?
You read what is this Twitter name, Corinne?
Oh, I don't know what that is. Yeah. Yeah, it's not. It's definitely foreign. Well, Michael came to my going away party.
Yes.
And
he was allowed in.
Yes. I don't understand. We had people checking IDs. Like, he walks in. Seconds later, he's holding a drink. And I'm just like, no one questions him. No, he came by just to pay his respects. So funny enough, my best friend, Matt, who threw the party for me, he had asked me originally, do I want cake? And I was like, why would I? What am I going to blow out cake? Like, what? No. And he's like, okay, I got the perfect thing then. So he surprises me with, there's an open suitcase. Next to it is all these flowers, a framed photo of me, and instructions that say, you write me a letter, and then they get mailed to me. And I open it. It's one of your favorite memories with me.
Oh, that's
you write
sweet.
This letter. However, the whole fucking thing
my
ended
friend
up.
Carl did something like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is there more to that?
No.
Yeah, probably on The Walking Dead.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It just looked like my funeral. And so.
That's what it sounds like.
Matt.
That's when he did it too.
First person that shows up, they're like, why is this set up like a funeral? He's like, because she's dead to me. So we played it off, but it looked ridiculous. But that is how I ended up with Michael there. Mm-hmm. But I do talk to Michael pretty regularly. I talked to him a bunch before I came on here. I was like, anything you want me to mention? He's like, it doesn't matter what you say. I will listen.
Okay.
Like, oh. But the problem is he spreads his love too wide.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get the feeling that like he's a smooth talker. So you feel special, but then you're like, I'm not really special.
Yeah.
No, he's very sensitive.
Why? Because he cried?
Because he cries.
Okay, we can definitely open up that. The
Go.
Crying.
Too much crying on this season.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm not sure anything else is happening. Everyone's crying. They're crying. When they vote the person out, they wrote the name down of. They're all crying. And when I was like holding, first of all, I'm telling you right now, you know what bitch isn't going to cry? Angela's not going to cry. And I bet you Angela and Desiree too probably are looking at these other crying fools. Like,
oh, yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
But I had so, what? By the way, what happens at Ghost Island that as soon as you enter, you're like, it's immediate. They all cry immediate. You have unlimited rice and you get to be by yourself.
Yeah.
Why are you crying?
That's what I thought. Like, you can just eat. Like,
right.
Why and are you sad?
Wait, yeah. Rob, can you explain?
Nicole cries all day because she's not by herself.
Oh my God, what I would give.
What I would to eat be like a fucking kid with Prader-Willi. Like I would eat until there was nothing left.
I think my son has that.
Not kidding. Oh, the fat one?
Yeah, we have to put a lock on the refrigerator door. And that is like a key.
Yeah. They'll eat garbage. Yeah.
That's my kid.
Yeah. Do you understand how much rice they get? Because every time rice is
yeah,
so limited.
Yeah, it seems like an unlimited supply. I mean, do you think that it is because there's like the big sign of like one mistake could haunt you forever? And then people are like sit there by themselves like, yeah, I guess I have made a lot of mistakes
in my life
to this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I've gone wrong.
All the ghosts of their lives come.
I find some people's crying genuine, like Michael. But like Michael, there's literally nothing bad I'm ever going to say about him. Mm-hmm. When he cried, I was like, aww. Everyone else, like, okay, first and foremost, did anyone else feel like Donathan's crying scene, there were no actual tears?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
Which one? This week
one.
Or when he went to Ghost Island?
No, the most recent one. He was like trying. It was very like Lindsay in Arrested Development. Like he's trying to cry and he's like, the tears, they just aren't coming. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand. Nothing. And like, oh, Chris. Chris, he gets on Ghost Island, what, day six?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just bawling.
Yeah.
And also, is there nobody that's going to save their special story for their final tribal speech?
Well,
we're just going to give the goods up immediately?
Yeah, just give it all away.
You're by yourself on Ghost Island, so you could waste your special story there. And then you have it in your back pocket to tell on day 39.
No. But he told it this week to Donathan.
Only to Donathan. Who knows if Donathan will be there for the jury?
Right, I guess that. Well, no, he will. Next week's the merge. Oh, we don't know if the jury starts, as I learned myself.
Corinne, there's still 15 people.
There's a lot of people.
They said they're merging.
They're swapping again. They're not going to merge.
Oh.
I think we're going to swap again.
I thought he said merge.
He did say drop your buffs, but I'm pretty confident that this is going to be another swap. They're not going to merge with 15 people.
They don't normally swap this much. This is kind of crazy. It's only
they
five
swapped
episodes.
A lot on my first season.
Yeah.
They just kept...
They do it when
they
you
can
need to,
swap twice.
They're like, we're not getting the result we want. Shuffle.
Shake it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to stay on Michael.
Sorry,
because
go ahead.
I
don't know what more does this.
Okay. Well.
So I would love to be like, well, you know, then I took him home and.
Right, but that's not a real
his dick.
Thing.
No, I didn't do that.
Okay. All right.
I'd like to pretend.
Okay. I'd love for you to weigh in on this recent Twitter battle between Bradley and Michael. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I am unaware.
Okay. And I
catch us up.
Sometimes I intentionally don't talk about things to Nicole because I want to hear her first reaction on the podcast. And this was a tweet from this past weekend, which ultimately got taken down. But Bradley, I think, was upset with the positive feedback that Michael had gotten after last week's tribal council.
What a loving friend.
After the big move. And Bradley came out on Twitter and said, "It's funny, Michael Jaeger is getting so much credit as the player of the episode. He tried to make a big move and it didn't work. It's like having a big dick, but prematurely ejaculating."
You know, I did see this.
"Your partner's not going to give you credit for what could have been. CC Mike Sahalski."
Wow.
And even Dr. Mike had to come out and say, "I want nothing to do with this."
Okay. Well, first of all, that's a really poor analogy because...
Was that a fair analogy, Corinne?
No, because the big dick could be good rounds 2 through 100.
Yes, like, just you say, because the you first still, time... You still have it.
Well, you have... Yeah.
It's like, not I like think, an immunity idol.
Yeah. No, I think Jaeger's got playing chops and he's trying. And you guys don't... If you're watching the show, it's really easy to be a Monday morning quarterback. Like, we don't have the intel. We don't know. Like, he did the best he could. But the fact that he was willing to do anything at all, I discredit Bradley's take on this, but also, what a shitty friend. Like, in no world would I, like, go at, like, I don't know, one of my closest friends from my season, like, mm-hmm. ever. I mean, I...
Unless Michael was there when he did the tweet.
I doubt it.
So. Bradley yeah. also came to my going away party.
Yes.
They didn't come together.
But let me ask Nicole, what's your reaction to... And you were very early on that you came on and said, "I don't like Bradley. I'm telling you, he's a douche. I have my douche radar is..."
And I was 100% accurate.
Well, yes. He's overshadowed by the king of all douches, Chris.
But that's a different kind of douche. That's yeah. like a lack of self-awareness, just like totally full of himself. Like Bradley is just a douche.
You know, I said something about watching, I liked watching Bradley squirm, and he messaged me, he texted me, and he was like, "Oh, like you enjoy," and I was like, "I'm a villain. I love a fellow villain. Like, don't try and defend yourself. Lean into it, dude."
I kind of like him being such a douche. Like, I'm getting
I'm
getting a lot of amusement out of it. When he tweets something like that, like, it's messed up. But
he would be, I think, really difficult. Other than maybe somebody who just like Tetris puzzle fits. Like Kellen apparently has whatever exact like personality traits required to handle. If I was around him, first of all, complaining, I can't stand.
Yeah.
And if I had somebody that was that obnoxious, like where he's like, you know, he keeps making snide comments like "you poor fools, they're all going home."
And like, it's not even like funny. Like, you can deal with it if it was like somebody being funny about it, but he's just like straight up douche.
Right. And I think I would have trouble liking him unless I somehow just.
Yeah.
He was just like in a sweet spot for me, because these other people, like, I look at Chris and I think definitely would align with that guy.
You would.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's a great shield. People will vote him out before me. Like, when it comes down to post-merge. And he's insufferable, right? He's terrible, but he's so easy to play.
Yeah, because he just has no self-awareness.
None.
Like, he wouldn't have any clue that you were just playing him.
As a baseball fan, have you heard the term throw a... What did he say? He's made some comment. Jeff was like, "I don't know what that is."
Jeff had asked him if he played baseball or he had some background in it. He said, "I used to toss a rock back in the day."
I mean, just the level.
Yeah.
It's Spencer Pratt, epic proportion doucheness.
Yes. Yes. Who is that?
Who?
Never mind.
Chelsea?
Yes.
I think it's funny when Jeff does that, because it's not like Jeff doesn't know his entire background.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff just sold him down the fucking river.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, he was drooling so hard, Jeff, when he was watching it.
It was impressive.
It was impressive, but Jeff was like, "Oh my God."
Now, what was more impressive, him throwing the baseball or when he freestyle rapped?
Equal parts impressive and
mic drop
depressing. That was really bizarre. Like, the way he treats confessionals is very odd. It's like, it's almost like he was already on a reality show and he understands how confessionals work. And so he talks like he talks as though he's doing a bit. It's very disingenuous. And yeah.
Yeah, and it's not natural.
At all.
It's not natural.
At all. It looks like the next thing he's going to say is, "Can you move the cue card?" Like, it seems so pre-planned.
I would love to have that amount of confidence to be able to spit a rhyme that is so terrible.
So terrible.
and then drop a mic on it. That is some self-confidence.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm telling you straight out, like I watched that and I was chatting on TV Party and I was like, I want to kill this guy. In my head, I was like, I would work with this fucking kid in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. He's such a jackass. It's the easiest thing ever. It's like working with Ace. Like,
I don't think I would have the strength to be able to work with him.
I could work with him.
Nicole has no patience for people like this.
I don't.
But I have less patience with a complainer like Bradley. Like,
yeah.
That actually is much worse to me. Mm-hmm. Does anyone understand the necklace? Can someone, why?
What's the necklace?
That god-awful, huge, heavy gold chain with the cross at the end of it that he just can't take off. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why are you smiling like your whole family wears this?
Because that's like a Guido thing, but he's like not a Guido.
No.
No.
Allegedly, he's brushed arms with all the top fashion houses in America and worldwide.
And you would think one of them would say, no, 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 take that chain off.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get into the next thing, Corinne, I've got just the sponsor for you here that I've saved this for you. And we're going to talk mattresses.
Oh, my God. I just ordered one.
You just ordered a mattress. Well,
if I will cancel, is there a better deal?
We got a great deal.
Talk mattresses.
Nectar Sleep, America's most comfortable mattress for a cloud-like experience. They believe that the Nectar mattress is so good, they will let you keep it for up to a year. And they'll take it back at any point if you don't like it. Listen to this, Corinne. The Nectar mattress is 11 inches deep. How's that?
Everyone likes 11 inches.
Yes. Nobody can complain about that.
No.
They've got a 5-layer technology that no other mattress on the market has. No other mattress competes. And they've got the most breathable, cooling, body contouring, medical grade, lush foam gel memory to bring you to the most cloud-like comfort.
Why do I feel like this is going to be a Bradley tweet after this?
Well, about what? About the mattress? You going to complain about it?
About the inches.
The mattress pre-ejaculated.
My old mattress is so rough.
I think that sounds amazing.
Yeah, if you're not 100% happy and riding into the sunset, they will pick up the mattress for free and you'll get a full refund. They've got a great offer for our listeners that you get $125 off and two free premium pillows. And Figgy's not going to want the pillows, but you will. $125 off and two free premium pillows off any mattress order and free delivery. That's at nectarsleep.com/RHAP. People on a Nectar mattress fall asleep 20% faster, Nicole. That's nectarsleep.com.
That is what I need.
.com/RHAP. Get the best sleep you've ever had for every night for the rest of your life and then some. Okay.
Sold.
Michael Yerger not included. Okay.
And then some. So I die. They bury me in this thing.
Yes. Okay. This is an email question that we got from Dominic Malpietti, who wants to know, Nicole, can you talk about the body language between Jenna and Sebastian? Is there something going on there? Okay. So we have a new couple
The
show.
Are you kidding? I've been covering this for a while.
Okay.
So in the beginning, somebody pointed out that Castaway Couple is an Instagram.
Yes.
And
wait, what?
Oh, my God. You better call that shit up.
Okay.
This is what the monitor is for. Okay. Oh, my God.
We'll bring this up on the screen. I do want to just warn our listeners that we are going to be talking about some things going on in social media that people may or may not consider to be spoilers. We have no idea. We are just telling you about something that is going to be going on currently on Instagram. If you think that could have some impact on the show one way or the other, this is your opportunity to tune out.
I want to point out, I have no spoilers. I don't participate in spoilers because I am not that good of an actress and I will just blurt it out. That being said, people fucking Ponderosa just as much as they fucking the pre-jury trip. So it means nothing if two people, you know, ended up together. I honestly don't think it means anything, but if you feel like this is a spoiler alert, by all means, tune out.
So what is this? Okay. Castaway what?
So Castaway Couple. Is that the right IG?
I'm looking at it now.
Oh, do you see it?
Yeah.
Tarzan and Jen is the at.
Oh, this is not it.
Go at Tarzan and Jen. So somebody brought this to our attention at ATF. Oh, I should promote my own goddamn podcast. All the fix-ins.
Wait, they are?
SurvivorATF.com. So somebody brings this to our attention because we cover all of the behind the scenes juice. And somebody tells us about this. And immediately, Max is discrediting the whole thing. He's like, I know people on the season, this is just fake news. Somebody created this account for them. Oh, upon further inspection, it's very clear that's not the case. If you will please, click on
any one of the photos
to look at the verbiage underneath that encephalitis has has declared. It's a lot of like, you're my Laffy Taffy.
Wait, who actually writes, whose account is it? Is it his or hers?
It's theirs. I don't know, but these are all photos of them. And they're moving apparently to Hawaii in 6 months. Get to the
Is like the prophecy of Mana fulfilled.
This is, yeah. So Tarzan and Jen, here's, I am hours away from being in your arms again, hours away from being with your family, which I'm learning to call my own. I'll see you soon. And then you see all of them. It's so painful. You look like, this is my favorite one. I got to give Max credit because he found this. You look like the best marshmallow in a Lucky Charms box. I wish I could put you in a Ziploc bag and save you forever.
So this is Jenna who's posting.
I was going to go with the other one.
That's no, he's wearing white, right? Marshmallow?
No, you're reading too much into
it.
You think,
I didn't even
catch. You think he's a marshmallow because he wears... No, he's the one that says weird things like this.
Yes. Oh. Yes. He's the one that's pre-diabetes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys, I'm just letting you know, if you haven't seen this,
it is something
to behold. Now, here's the best question to ask of all. Who's fucking taking the picture? Every picture, it's the two of them, like, candid, like a Sierra Joe photo shoot, yes. If you haven't seen that.
Yeah, no, I've seen it.
Yeah. And I don't understand who's taking these photos. But, yeah. Apparently this week we got the beginning of this.
Yes.
This budding romance.
I didn't see any chemistry at all.
None.
I was like, that was flirting?
They had an interesting conversation that I'd love to get as women to get your opinion on. So they're talking about what does his hair smell like? And so she asked him if his hair still smells good. And he says it still smells almost good. And then that he smells her hair and says it smells like a dead weasel.
Well,
dead weasel.
Who hasn't?
So romantic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had me at hello.
All I kept thinking when he said that was Pauly Shore. Remember when he used to say, "Weez the juice"?
Yeah. He was the weasel.
Yeah. That's the only thing I could think of. Yeah. So, and that is the story they will tell their children.
That didn't seem like flirting to me.
Correct.
I was like, wait, what?
Yes. But he negging her when he said that her hair smelled like dead weasels?
Perhaps that's his move. I mean, I thought to myself, of all the moments the producers could have picked, why this one? And obviously, they're setting us up for some kind of furthering of this plot line, right?
It has to, right?
You would think
they're not going to show us that garbage three sentence interaction.
Yep. Well, let me ask you a question about this episode. Did you like this episode or you were...
No, because it was really predictable.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, there's three people that could go home. Cool. One of them went home.
It was boring.
Yeah. I was pretty sad about it. I thought that here I'll give... You like to claim that producers don't interfere. This is one for them. I think that producers, had they played this right, would have managed it so that Stephanie goes to Ghost Island and hits something with a prize. Mm-hmm. Whatever the fuck you call it.
Yes.
But she didn't. And the episode got real boring.
Yes.
I mean, I think it was so boring that they were like, how many people are planning on crying? Let's air all of that. Mm-hmm. And if one more person says it was my dream.
Because Steven I thought this was a sleepy episode. I thought this was the worst episode of the season. Good season,
but I
thought this was the worst episode of the season. Steven's point of view was that he felt like that this was a great episode of the show because they got to show us the motivations of the contestant and what it's really like to have your dream taken from you on Survivor.
Oh, how stupid. No. No. And in fact, the first thing I thought was, if everyone was going round robin on this is my dream I've watched since I was 13, I would have been like, hey, this is actually my own personal nightmare. Like, I hate this. No one's ever going to like.
I just want money.
Yeah. Like, I'm just here for the money grab. I feel like people would actually. That would make me stand out more than it. Everyone's going to say that. I remember Dan from my season was saying to me when it was coming up to, we were voting and he knew he was, you know, he was possibly going to go home. And he was like, I just want to make the family visit. Like, that's all I want. I just want to make the family visit. And I was like, everyone wants to make the family visit. Like, mm-hmm. That's like, yeah, everyone's dream is to win. Like when, like everybody goes into the game imagining what it's going to feel like when they walk they're on stage, they get announced, and you go to your parents in the front row, your boyfriend, whatever. Of course. Don't say that. Say something else.
Yeah.
I was super impressed, not to make this episode recappy, but I was so impressed that Michael thought to pad his age.
Yes.
Because I was like, when he said 13 on TV Party, I was like, Jess Mulford didn't even see my first season. And they were like, no, you idiot.
So speak to that, because I missed that the first time through.
It was genius.
So Michael is somebody who, he's lying about his age. He's really 18. He says he's 23. But he said at Tribal Council that he's been a fan of the show for 10 years.
He goes, well, he didn't say 10 years. He just said, I've been watching since I was 13. And in my head, I'm like, 5 years. Well, then you didn't see my first season. But he did that intentionally, thinking, okay,
he's a math whiz.
Yeah. This kid has, like, I mean, really, that's why I don't lie, because I immediately would have fucking given it away right then and there.
Yes. I am wondering that maybe he's not really 18, because he does seem to have the presence of mind to
ridiculous.
Do a
and
lot of
things. And he's getting into all the bars. He's playing you.
Yeah.
Perhaps I should ask to see ID.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we had a caller last week on the voicemail show that said that had this very idea that how could he possibly be 18? I want to see a birth certificate. So there are Michael birthers
that are out there.
What? Yes. Whoa. I'm with them on that.
People want to see a birth certificate, and they say that's why they don't see his ID, because that it doesn't exist.
I've been out with him a handful of times now, and I have questioned this myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had like moments where I'm like, I just could never consider.
Like we're all being catfished.
Yeah, I was like, this is the other side to it. So I was like, look, like I lived the life of Riley when I was your age. Like, I understand what you're about to get into. And like, it would be like, I'd be doing you an injustice to like,
right,
set you up on this fucking sinking Titanic. Like, you should go out there and like,
right.
Like, I was kind of like,
he's almost like one of these baseball prospects that comes from like Latin America. That's like, he's 16. Oh, sign him to a contract.
He's looked me dead in the eye and been like, I chose to leave home early. Like, I know what I'm doing. Like, but he never once is like, okay, so here's the deal.
I'm really 27.
He's not going to blow up his spot.
No. And like, that would make a huge difference to me. And I'm sure many other people across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to think he's not lying, but it is bizarre.
When you say it would make a huge difference to, like, in terms of what?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I find him to be like, he has incredible swagger. Like, he acts like a 30-year-old and does well financially and he's smart and like, but like, you know,
he just graduated high school.
I know. You can't even consider that.
Right.
At my ripe old age of 28.
Like a real estate job successfully.
Telling you, because watch what he fucking does on the show. He acts like, until the crying episode, he really is more well-adjusted than anybody else out there. Like,
yeah.
And he was trying to explain to me like what it takes to like leave Knoxville and like, but as special of a person as he is, he's certainly still fucking ultrasound.
You know, people leave their towns all the time. And
yeah, and they don't end up doing what,
yeah,
like, I literally, like, he works constantly. Like, he's booked on jobs all the time. He's like, I'll tell you what I'm sure he would not appreciate this, but I'll tell you what I said to him on Instagram.
Well, then we appreciate it.
Of course. Duh.
In a public forum.
Yeah. People should know not to DM me anything. I just put on the ATF page, Randy found flights from Wichita to Denver. He's going to come visit me. I was like, hey, guys, look at this. I share everything. Nothing is private. So this is what I said to him. I thought it was so clever when you blurted out that you had been watching since 13. I was like, oh, my God. He thought to add age to it, so he seems like he's older. You're smart. Go to college. Really cool mom over here. And he said, me too. They tricked me into it. And yeah, I had to make sure I kept my numbers straight. No college for this boy. I made more money last year than all of my friends back home. Well, after they go to college for 4 to 6 years. So, and I'm like, I mean, he's got a point.
Yeah.
So then I said, I need to have dinner with you and discuss your end game, because you might make more money now, but maybe not later on.
Yeah.
It was like, done.
I don't know. This is a whole different conversation, but I kind of feel like that if you can go out into the world and you can make money, I kind of feel like that college can be overrated.
Yeah. But what if he's making 50% of what he makes now doing modeling? Mm-hmm. You can't model forever.
Yeah. I don't know that.
Especially when you're really 27.
Yeah. But he seems like he's pretty entrepreneurial and in the field that he's in with if he's doing.
We're calling
it
a field.
Well,
he shares with Abby Maria.
Yeah. But I don't think that anybody's like, oh, I'm not going to use that realtor because he's been in the business for 10 years, but he didn't go to college. So
I see what you're saying. Yes. Well, bartenders often don't go to college either.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems really fucking
smart. I don't think it's the end all be all.
I hear what you're saying.
Depends on what field you want to go into.
And as long as he doesn't blow his money, like if this isn't working, he could go back to school.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they never do.
Okay. All right. We got too serious.
Sorry.
Downer.
People want
to. Sorry. Yes. But it's inside stuff.
Inside
Baseball, or otherwise known as Rocks Tossing.
Yeah, Rock Tossing. Yeah. Rock Tossing. Okay, at Superfan BB said, talk about anything Donathan related because I'm fascinated.
Yeah. So do you guys feel like Donathan's delivering?
He's been bringing a lot of drama to the table in terms of like, I think that there's going to be, he's going to be very wishy-washy this season. And I think that we're going to have a lot of episodes that are just going to be about what's Donathan going to do at Tribal Council. Like, I think he's going to be set up to be the swing vote a lot.
Yeah.
And then be very like emotional about, I don't know which way to go.
I don't care as much about that as I want him to like, just do and say crazy things, and he's not really doing that. But yeah. I think, I don't know. I mean, I hate watching the show and like looking at the edit, you know, because I'm not really that good at that. But it feels like he just probably has a lot more to go, like edit wise.
Mm-hmm.
Randy felt like he was going to be out week two.
No. I don't think that.
He thought that was why he got such a big moment in week one, because he felt like that Donathan was not long for this world.
I mean, I don't know how much longer Donathan lasts, but I can't imagine that they got Donathan.
Mm-hmm.
Donathan, who had the best bio of all time, and all they're going to use him for is a few quips and a crying scene with Chris. Like,
mm-hmm.
That would be such a misuse of Donathan.
Yeah, what should they do with him?
I just want to see him, like, in awkward wrestling situations.
Awkward wrestling situations?
Like, I want him to go full Ty, like with Ty and Caleb. Like, I want him to... I don't know. I want him to do more. I feel like he's a lot. I'm poor, and that's kind of his only
mm-hmm.
storyline. Can we get some more?
He doesn't really. I mean, he is a caregiver. Everything is very serious all the time.
Yeah, and yeah. Then, I think that's my problem. It's yeah. really serious.
You want to see him cheering more?
I mean, he had fat heads of himself made and did a pep rally at a high school. Yeah.
That is so amazing.
It's so amazing. I think that he has a lot more to offer, and we're getting this like weird, somber Donathan that I don't need.
Yeah. But maybe he just doesn't have a lot of story to tell that's really just kind of fun or whatever, because everything is always so serious for him.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Can everyone's story not be "this was my dream"? Because that's just what it feels like.
It's too depressing.
But it's a season of super fans.
Is it?
For the most part, right?
I guess there's a lot. I have a lot of super fans. Yeah. I think there's a
and
lot.
This is their dream.
Yeah.
I have to say, one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Favorite is when someone's like, well, you know, it's a big deal because I'm fresh off a divorce. Why did we get so many divorces this season?
Yeah.
That Mountaintop Stephanie confessional where she's like, you know, I was Mormon. And I
thought you were talking about her boobs.
Of course, I'm about okay. to. Yeah. I'm getting there.
No, the mountaintop. Right. I thought
take
you were
easy,
talking about.
Take it easy.
Yeah, she got them tiggle bitties.
Okay,
they were amazing.
Well, they're fake
but they're out. Amazing.
Amazing
boobs.
Fakes. My first question was, did you get them before or after you left the Mormon religion? And second question is, how did she? She cursed a lot on your podcast.
Yes.
And I was like, I bleeped her
on the exit interview. We don't get that a lot, because I kind of feel like that people expect like, oh, it's the exit interview. I could listen to this, and I've got like kids in the car.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna bleep this, but I kind of feel like
no, you had to bleep it.
You're like, oh, okay, the nice lady from Survivor. I could listen. I'll put this on with my kids, and then she.
I'd love your fact checker to let me know if I cursed in my exit, because I bet I did.
Yes, I'd have to go back and check.
No, but I was.
Did you interview Corinne?
I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both times, right?
No, I wasn't podcasting when you were on the first time.
Oh, that's Ambien.
Yeah.
I could have sworn. I was like, wow. Like when I suspect Chelsea of being Mormon as well,
mm-hmm.
purely based on the fact that she was born and raised in Salt Lake. So to be fair, I spend a lot of time in Salt Lake. Like, I'm not just like making speculations here. Like, I was contemplating moving to Salt Lake.
Right.
There are very few people that come out of Salt Lake that aren't either Mormon or Reformed ex-Mormon.
Okay.
That being said, most of them. So somebody corrected me on our Patreon page. All the fixins. Something like that. SurvivorATF.com.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody corrected me and said one of like the second or third highest cosmetic surgery capitals of the world is Salt Lake.
Yeah. Why is that?
Couldn't tell you. I will tell you this. Last week I was in Salt Lake. I went on a date with a guy who's fresh off a divorce with three kids, and said to me,
run.
Well, I was like, that's fine. You don't have sole custody. Like, he's like, well, I'm fighting for it. I was like,
oh, bye.
No, but he was like, you know, my ex, she decided she wants to get a boob job. She's now working at a gym. And I was like, what? I thought that was crazy, but I guess that's a thing. So I I am throwing out the idea that she manifested augmentation.
Mm. Mm.
She could not manifest her way out of this vote off, though.
Yes, augmentation really resonates with me.
Yes. Okay. Well, people are going to really read into that, Nicole.
Yeah, don't get into it.
Listen, if that was the case, she would easily go braless.
I would, and they wouldn't be down to the floor.
All right.
So sloppies.
Sad story.
What are you, Donathan? I would like to see them use Jenna's arms more.
Yes.
Like, the challenge is, like, isn't she a good swimmer? She's got the arm span of someone with Marfan's.
When I see her on the show, though, she doesn't seem like she has unusually long arms.
No, she does.
Yes, she
does. Look at that picture that's still on the screen. Like, it's still, still pretty long.
Yeah.
She could wrap her arms around twice. I mean, I'm not mad. I mean, it's fine. But I'm just curious as to why she's not being... It feels like there's the same two people running every challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't feel like... Has Desiree done anything?
She held on to the...
Didn't she hold on to the board pretty well?
No, yeah, the opposite.
It was the opposite.
Well, she held on to it. Yeah. She went under the water.
That's actually happened to me. I'm not a great water skier, and we have a boat, and whenever I water ski, I end up just water skiing underwater, which is so not fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly what she did with the boogie board.
I used to do that a lot, boogie boarding. I would always get like trampled and feel like I'm drowning.
Yeah. I want to touch on the fact that Wendell is really hot.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, so I, of course, first question out the gates to Michael, I was like, how tall is everyone? I need to know how tall everyone is.
Yeah.
And Wendell is apparently pretty tall.
Really?
Okay.
Brendan Shapiro, not tall.
Yes. Well, there is a picture.
Tiny little thing.
There's a picture that I
saw. Adam Klein, tiny.
Of him standing next to Michael last week. And I was like, oh, that is weird.
Yeah.
To see the two of them next to each other.
So apparently the tallest person on the cast is Seb.
Okay.
Really? I picture him very tiny.
Yeah, I looked at him and I said that he could be 5'2 or 6'2.
He's 6'3. You know,
that surprises me.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Michael looks like fucking Tony Robbins next to him.
Let me see.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a good example. So, yeah, Brendan is like 5'9.
There might be perspective in there.
Because Brendan's hot as shit, too.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm a heightist.
Mm-hmm.
And Brendan is the most adorable person of all time. His, like, he. I tweeted at him. I was like, you know, I don't get attached to people this early on, except Chicken. That was my favorite player of all time.
Damn.
Yeah. That's why.
You like that.
I was so, it was the first season I had ever seen because I was crash watching because I was in the casting process and they made me watch it. And I was devastated. I was like, oh my God. And in my head, I go, well, even if you're the first out, you'll be really memorable because, you know, there's Chicken. And boy, was I wrong. But Brendan, I was like, I got so attached to him. I was really upset. And he tweeted back at me and he was like, I am so uncomfortable with you being nice. And you're somebody that I admire. I was like, you admire me? Nobody admires me.
Oh, sad story.
And then I was like, you're still poor. You didn't win. But I have to say, like, with the exception of Jacob Darwin, everyone on this cast has been more than gracious. Like Stephanie, the first Stephanie.
Yes.
She hit me up and was like, just so you know, Gonzalez was like, yeah. I hate that they called her that. Gonzalez was like, just so you know, I'm toasting you with a Four Loko tonight on the premiere night.
Yes.
And then this Stephanie, after I said all kinds of terrible mothering things about her.
She was good about it, right?
Oh my God. She was like, all I heard was I have a nice ass and I'm good. Like, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That resonates with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a mom.
Yeah. Totally.
Forget your parenting. If you've kept it high and tight.
Seriously. That's all I want.
Yeah. I have to say, this entire cast, like, I really like them. I'm going to fly in for the finale.
I couldn't stop staring at her boobs.
So you're not joking around that you really love this season.
I do. I like it a lot. It's really, like, easy watching.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, I get a little lost sometimes. Like, things get, like, I get confused. Like, the Ghost Island thing is, like, a little...
Mm-hmm.
I'm also, like chatting on TV Party while I'm trying to watch, and I sometimes will miss something, and I'm like, wait, I don't understand. He's holding that idol from James, but it's not worth two. Like, I get confused.
Mm-hmm.
I like it to be real straightforward and simple. It's the same reason I wouldn't watch, like, a movie with subtitles. Like,
yeah,
I need to be able to multitask while I'm listening.
Yeah. So, and you feel like it's been that. You can follow everything with the tribe swaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, it's hard to see the people you like to go home. I mean, let's talk about who I don't like.
Okay.
That's a small camp.
It's a small list.
And it is inhabited by Libby.
Libby.
I don't like her.
Why?
I don't like anything she's working with.
Did she get any airtime last week?
She had a big episode.
She smiles during, you know, she has, you know, ever seen the advertisement for this Do you often laugh when you're not supposed to or smile mm-hmm. inappropriately? It's like a disease you can get. I think she has that.
She has that.
Like they'll pan around, like they just lost a challenge and they pan and then she's gleeful. And she's like, something's wrong there.
I don't think she's ever really seen the show.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah. So
talking super fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not Libby.
Maybe she just doesn't get it.
Yeah. Maybe that's what's wrong. Well, I hated her from her bio where she was like, it's so hard being pretty. I'm going to show people that little Libby can do stuff. Really? Show me.
Yeah.
I have yet to see Labia do anything. I'm just not a fan.
She turned against Morgan back in the third episode.
Oh, by the way, fuck anybody that goes for a Christian alliance. Like, fuck you real hard. That's never going to be a good idea.
Not a good idea?
No.
Why?
Okay, let me tell you who I played with who's a real good Christian.
Okay.
A Sir Brandon Hance.
Yes, very good Christian. One of the best.
The Calebs with the jeans in the water because mm-hmm. it's the pious thing to do.
Yeah.
That just never goes your way.
That's pious to wear jeans in the water?
He said he was wearing them because he had a serious girlfriend and he think it was appropriate to have his dick out in boxers.
But
so he swam challenges with jeans on.
Wow.
How did you not know this? It was ridiculous. You know, let me just conceptually.
Where do you get this from?
Oh my God. Cause it's real. Cause that's what I report on.
Where are these quotes coming from?
No, it's real. That's really what happened. Like,
did somebody ask him that in an exit interview?
It might have been me. I think I direct messaged him. I was like,
did you ask him like on the TV party app?
No. Where's this?
Corinne Kaplan is reporting.
I think I DM'd him and yes. I was like,
okay, well,
hey.
how do I know what you DM'd?
Well,
unless
didn't
I'm in
you
your,
wonder?
Unless I'm in, yeah.
Why was that not the first question you asked yourself? Hey, it's 500 degrees outside and you're swimming in a challenge. Maybe jeans, like True Religion with the extra embroidery jeans.
That does weigh you down.
Are not a great idea to swim in. Like, have you ever swam? And they're not like, they weren't like fucking slim fit. They were they were just jeans.
They're like boot cut.
Yeah. Do you know how hard that would be?
I think it would
and
be
so
hard.
I was
jeans
like,
get really heavy when wet.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And then never dry. Bedazzled, forget it.
Yeah. So like this Ed Hardy wearing motherfucker is swimming in jeans, and I'm like, hey, and I like Caleb, but I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I mean, I was in a relationship, and I'm like, what? So somehow all this information came out, and then it was that he felt like...
Isn't that not a little presumptuous that we're going to look at his junk?
Maybe there's nothing to look at. He's not Ryan Ulrich.
A little presumptuous, I think.
So, I mean...
Could he have gotten permission? It feels like it's the second time.
If you have to go, Rob... Don't wear jeans.
Oh, well.
Okay. Thank you,
First
Nicole.
Of all, it'd be cargos.
Yes. Yes. Those would be good on Survivor. Immunity idol in them.
But then water would get stuck in the pockets.
Yeah.
And someone could nab you on that little painter.
Yes. So many things.
He was basically like, you know, a good Christian would not just, if you're in a relationship.
I think you could get a note from the priest on that.
Probably.
I mean, I'm a Jew, so I shouldn't comment yet.
Mm-hmm.
But
even a rabbi would say that. Yes. Mazel tov.
Yeah. Mazel, good thing. So I don't know what got us on this topic. Oh, you know what? If we're going to get on this topic, James.
Yes.
James, why are you wearing culottes? His boxers are so ill-fitting. Like, first of all,
well,
who
a lot of people did write
boxers?
And they want you to comment on all the underwear this season.
Yeah. Okay, well, there's my commentary. James is wearing like four sizes too big.
This is why Caleb couldn't wear his underwear.
I guess.
For
I
this
mean,
segment.
First of all, Caleb, you could have done boxers, I suppose. These boxers look so, every time they pan to him, every fucking time, I am always like, what? And then someone pointed out, they were like, well, if you have a, because no one wears boxers, right? That's just not,
no one does that.
I don't know anyone that would do that. Oh God, you wear boxers!
What are you supposed to wear? No. What are you supposed to wear?
It is briefs or it is fucking balls out. There's no such thing. Boxers are for children.
What?
Do your boxers say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on them?
What are you talking about,
boxers
Corinne?
Boxers are not acceptable attire.
What?
No. And as you get older, you go with the cut briefs, the fucking...
I think you would look really good
in those. You're way off. You don't know what you're talking about with this.
I do, because I've seen many seasons and I've never seen... look at his...
You're talking about on Survivor?
No, I'm saying in real life.
But on Survivor... No, you're way... You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I went as...
Where is this going?
He's very defensive. I went as Cher from Clueless. His boxers are the same print.
Mm-hmm.
And they are... So, like, they flare out. They're literally culottes.
Yeah.
You can't find a single picture?
I'm looking for James from Survivor, but it's all pictures of a different
The real James?
Oh,
the heavy packing James?
Yes. Oh. So, yeah.
Okay, well, viewers at home, I'm sure you've noticed.
See, I got a tweet today from somebody.
Like a Scottish skirt.
From a Survivor viewer who tweeted to me and Jeff Probst and said, like, hey, could we get these people some real bathing suits? Because I watched the show with my 13-year-old daughter, and it's very uncomfortable to have to watch the show like this.
Interesting. So that person's Mormon.
I like it.
No, that would be in my house with my dad.
I do feel like it's interesting to me that they don't, like, I can see like penis heads. And they don't blur anything. There's no pixelation.
And this is why you love Survivor more than you have in years.
Yeah. I mean, my first season, Marcus's dick fell out and they didn't do anything about it.
Bro, that was an accident.
Harvard educated doctor.
That was an accident. But now we are in the era of penis silhouette is apparently fine.
I'm loving the asses. You're seeing it all like bounce from right to left. Like you're really seeing it.
You're seeing some stuff. Not on James, though. Not on James.
Okay. Well, James his boxers.
Yes, but they're not just, I mean, maybe it's been a minute since I don't have the luxury of marrying someone that is a boxer wearer,
mm-hmm.
like yourself.
Yeah.
But it's like he's wearing a garbage bag with a cinched waist. I mean, you can't see anything. I really enjoy James. I think he is like all that is good in the world. And I really like him. I like him like I liked Brendan. Yeah. Like I don't like Bradley.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like Bradley, but you know, I don't like Bradley like that. Like either of
the, he's not a hero.
You'd let them babysit your kids, right?
I would let them take them for like a week. Well, and please do.
Let's be realistic. You would put yes. them out with the garbage.
So yeah, Nicole, since the cast preview has changed, and now said any survivor from any season could watch, could babysit the kids.
I need a break.
Nicole's a little stressed out.
Yeah, they're driving me crazy.
Tell her what I suggested you do earlier.
Throw them in the garbage?
Reverse
the lock on the door. My parents, that's my brother.
This was Corinne's advice. Okay, let me float this past you.
Okay.
So I was telling Corinne that I said, Nicole's really been very, very stressed out lately.
Anthony punched me in the face yesterday.
And I said, part of the problem is, you know, they don't want to go to bed and they wake up very early. And Corinne said, well, why don't you just lock them in their room?
So irrelevant. Just reverse the lock on the door.
I don't think you can do that. She's like, no, that's what my parents did.
And then he goes, well, they'll yell. And I was like, oh, so annoying.
Yeah, can you, and then tell her about your brother.
Which story?
About trying to escape.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, there's so many. My brother was a deranged lunatic. They thought they were going to send him to like some sort of military academy. So he would go insane. He would be like really difficult. So my mom reversed the lock on the door so we could lock him in his room because he was like kind of dangerous. Like he would like just punch anything. Like you said.
Yeah.
He would punch my mom. And so they reversed the lock and we have a library and it's adjacent to his bedroom. And so I'm in the library with my mom and she's just like, I don't know, she's reading to me or something. And we hear scrape, scrape. Shh, shh, shh. And my mom goes, what's that noise? And she goes, oh, your brother's up to something. So she goes in the room. He had climbed through the air conditioning vent and used a spoon, like straight up Alcatraz style, trying to carve his way out.
What a psycho.
And ruined the drywall.
Did he put a poster of Rita Hayworth up on the wall to cover his tracks?
Yeah. Oh, no, he was ruthless. So that ended. We couldn't lock him in his room anymore. But we were doing that for a while.
Mm-hmm. I did hear in the mom's Facebook page that someone was trying to do a monkey lock on their kid's door.
What's that?
I don't know. I think that's what we put on our door so they can't get in.
A monkey lock?
When you're doing it?
What is it?
I wish that would happen.
What part do you wish would happen?
Maybe get a Nectar mattress.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the part that you're wishing
lock.
For?
The monkey lock. I wish that would happen.
Okay. No, that is not what a monkey lock is. It's like a monkey lock is like a hook.
I love being in this.
What's a hook?
Yeah, it's like a hook that I think you have
Why is that better than a regular lock if they can't open it?
I don't know. That's what the moms were saying.
I don't know. Nicole's in like these mom cults on Facebook.
They're crazy.
Well, that's the most crazy. Fun part. I have a friend that when she was home, like she got the time off work, she was going on them and just like starting fires. Like, well, I think gluten is healthy. And then it was just, yes. Vaccines are amazing.
Oh, you don't say the V word.
No.
You don't say the V word.
Don't do that.
What else would I like to discuss? I feel like we're going to get a lot out of Desiree and we haven't seen it yet.
Yes. What do you feel like we're going to get?
She's got a lot of snark that hasn't been.
Been
shown.
I feel like they're saving her. Like who's odd man out? I mean, easy pick is Angela.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you, you know, I like an old person. And by the way, Angela's not that much older than me. I would go for Angela in a fucking heartbeat.
What also, do you mean you would go for her?
Oh, I would align with her.
Yes.
She is no nonsense, Angela.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you're a lot of nonsense.
Which part? You mean
everything.
Not in Survivor. I think Corinne is very much down to business in Survivor.
Yeah, like I hated Sugar for a lot of reasons, but the main reason is she was so high maintenance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The crying and the incessant need of attention and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Philip, right? Like, he's just an attention hog.
In terms of Donathan, and you're talking about how he's crying, but you're not seeing a lot of tears.
No. No tears.
Okay. Do you feel like that it could... Is that similar with Dawn in any way, or everything that Dawn went through?
Dawn's crying. She really is crying.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people, like, I remember, this is a good example. Okay. I like Bob, obviously. Bob's my dude. Like, mm-hmm. He won my season. I voted for him. There was a point where we won a reward challenge on day 19, and we went out to it was a really cool reward challenge. We went to the edge of a volcano, and they gave us a picnic, and they gave us our letters from our family. Which it really feels like they don't do much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us the letters from our family, and he gets it in his hand, and he's like, I need cameras, confessional. And I was like, okay, with that.
Bob.
He starts wailing, and Randy and I, at this point, we had traded all our food in for everyone else's rations of champagne, and we're getting wasted, which is far more interesting. But unfortunately, none of that was caught on film because all of the cameras dispatched to this challenge were focused on Bob, who literally said, cameras, please, cameras.
Is that normal for people to like...
Don't know. I didn't do that.
Have you ever heard people do that?
I mean...
He played too early.
Yeah.
Now they do. I'm telling you, I feel in that moment when there was that Donathan... It's just fucking seems so forced to me. Just all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's my take on it. I'd like to see Donathan in a totally different capacity. Let him be silly. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Get attention in a different way. I don't love that.
Nicole, who else have you been enjoying or not enjoying this season? I really never talked with Nicole that much about Survivor.
I've been watching between kids screaming, so it's been a little hard to follow at times.
How much do you like Chelsea?
Who? Melisandre. She does remind me of Melisandre now.
Who's Melisandre?
From Game of Thrones.
Oh, I was like, whose name
is
that?
Very beautiful.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Chelsea's pretty. I mean, that dye job is horrendous, but she's pretty.
Yeah, I wish I could dye my hair.
The tits on this season are really...
They really, it makes me feel so terrible about myself.
I'm telling you, like, there's no way to be the standout pretty person on this season. There really isn't.
Everybody is just so good
I'm telling
looking.
You, at some point I was like, Wendell's hot. Like, I overlooked Wendell. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's because there was the Michael and the Brendan, and there was just so much other stuff happening.
Yeah, your energy is elsewhere.
I mean, I, like, at some point, Laurel got up and I was like, what? With that body?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah. Are you one of the people that complain about that the cast is too young, or you don't care about it? You're happy that they're young?
I am forever 27, so mm-hmm. I don't mind that they're young. I mean...
You two are lying about your age.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Every goddamn day of
That's
my life.
That's why you do and you Michael really have lie? So much in common.
Hell yeah.
You do?
The problem is, unfortunately, I didn't notice. I changed my age once on Facebook, which changed my age on all the dating apps. And then I went into change... I wanted to make myself under 35 because there's people's cutoffs go, oh, I want 30 to 35 cutoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'm never going to be over 35. So I changed my age thinking I'll meet somebody... That year.
Yeah.
And then I went into, then I was like, oh, yeah, go and change that again. You're not allowed to change it again. You only get one change.
What?
Oh, so now I'm stuck at this fucking alternate age. It's not even a good age because I didn't need it that badly at the time.
Problems on Facebook.
I could have padded it by like many years.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
But can't you just not? Have it shown?
Now I've got this awkward conversation when I meet somebody and like it's going well. Like I went to Colombia with this guy and he's got to have my passport information. He's booking my flights and he's like, it would appear you're older than Tinder. And I was like, how do you even explain that? Like,
the long story.
I'm like, ah, Facebook, you know, Facebook. And he's like, no, I don't. Why? You're born in the wrong decade here.
Like, why are you so shallow that this is a big deal?
Yeah, I was like, who cares? It's a year.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, No, I don't have a problem with them being young. Honestly, the old people get voted out normally early, and if they don't, you end up with a fucking Susie and Bob ending. Yes. So everyone shut your fucking mouths. You should be grateful.
Do you ever go back and watch?
Never.
Never. Have you ever watched it again?
No. There are some episodes I haven't seen, and I definitely hadn't seen anything after I got voted off in Carmone.
And you have no interest to ever look at it again?
No. What would be the point? What, are we going to assess my gameplay and then
no, not
try
even
and
assess.
Figure out
it's
how
like
to get,
just
to, get better
like,
at this?
Just to, I think that sometimes it changes in your mind about you know, how it actually was.
I watched a video with Dominic of Rob in the Amazon.
Does he understand? He's pretty perceptive.
He is. He was when Dad was on Survivor. But the Rob that was on Survivor the Amazon is a little different than the Rob you might see right now.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way? Because he hasn't aged. He's JC Dugard over here.
No, he looks better. Like he looks better.
That's so annoying. Oh, you gotta throw acid in his face or something. You gotta age him.
It's the beard.
Yeah.
Had a beard then.
But it, no, this is better.
Well, I have, sometimes people will send me like on our Patreon page, they'll put up like a clip. I would never watch my season, but there are many clips. I never watch those secret scene things. Mm-hmm. So someone will put it up and I'll listen to myself and I'm like, yeah, bitch, yeah. Like I am,
you make
I am my biggest fan.
From like, the first season or from the second season?
First season, second season, I remember. But first season, like it's totally foreign to me. Like someone will throw something up and I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I stand by that. Like, everything, there's nothing I would have done differently. Like, yeah. My second season was a shit show, but my first season, I wouldn't change anything.
Half the things that he said in the Amazon, like, he would not be able to say now.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he was talking about Heidi's boobs. And
What is that? I'd get Me Too'd for that?
No, you wouldn't get Me Too'd. I'm just saying, like, you might have gotten Me Too'd.
You're not allowed to say, you weren't allowed to say that?
Wait, is she still hot? What happened to her?
I think she's very attractive. She's married to a very wealthy man.
God damn it.
So yeah. She's...
Why didn't that happen to me?
Yeah.
Well,
happened to me.
She was, she worked it. She worked it. She was, that was...
What does he do?
He's a baseball player. Professional baseball
God
player.
God damn it!
He's a pitcher.
Yeah, they
God
say,
damn it.
He's like the Chris Noble of baseball.
Oh, yeah. He's a real Chris Noble.
He's a rock thrower. He's a rock thrower.
Except legit.
Yeah. It's, yes, a lot of people go on Survivor. Their dream was going on Survivor. That her dream was to, I think, find a professional
Same.
Baseball player. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. I want to go back to the dream thing because now you got me thinking about this, about how you say you don't want to go and watch all of these people get their dreams crushed.
By the way, dream bigger.
Well, you know, it's a nice dream. You know, Survivor is like
my dream was to marry a baseball player.
Yeah.
So should I cry about it somewhere?
Maybe dream a little bit smaller.
Survivor is like a depressing show in that, you know, that every season they take 20 people and they tell you, this is my dream, this is my dream, this is my dream. And one by one.
Dream crush, crush, like whack-a-mole.
Every week, tune in to get somebody's dream crush. Only one person gets their dream. And then, yeah, I mean, you and I know the stories of like, of the 36 people that had their dreams come true. It didn't really turn out to be such a dream for everybody.
So it's
really nobody's dream came true.
But were you crushed when you were voted out?
The first time. I was fine the first time.
Yeah,
same here.
The second time was so much worse.
The first time I was like, this was a good run. Like, can you believe they let me come and be on this show?
If I make it past, if I'm the third person voted out, a winner all around. Like, I was like, that's like, if I outlast two other people, that's so major.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a baseball player story that I think is just funny. So
is that John Rocker?
Nope.
Okay.
No. I, like, in my youth, I was really good friends with Jeter, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of common knowledge.
Yes.
And I spent a lot of time with him. And we became really good friends, and I used to hang out with him. We're not friends anymore, but we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I got the perfect guy from you.
Nobody likes him anymore.
I don't.
Yeah.
He's
Maybe
married
people
now.
Do.
Yeah.
So in the case of, we hung out for years. So when I moved to New York, and he's like, I've got a guy for you. I'm bringing him out, like, blind date style.
Was it A-Rod?
No. No.
Louis
that's not
Soho?
My type. No. I'll tell you. I hope you'll know who this is. So he goes, I got this guy for you. I am going to set you up with him because you're from Florida. At the time, he played on the Marlins. He was like, this is your dude. Like, he's your wheelhouse. He's a tall, doofy looking white guy. Like, this is your dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yes. He brings him out and we hit it off. And he goes, I'd like to leave you tickets for my game tomorrow because we're playing the Yankees. And I think, you know, you know, I'd love to have you there. I'm sorry, they were playing the Mets because they weren't playing the Yankees. This is one of the reasons I didn't go. So I go home that night and he says to me, he goes, I'm not playing tomorrow, but I'd love to have you at the game. Then we can have dinner afterwards. And I was like, I was like, this motherfucker, like, I'm gonna date someone that doesn't fucking play. Ew. So I don't even pick the tickets up at will call. I don't take mass transit to get to a Mets game because I don't have friends on the Mets at that time. So I just ditch him. I don't answer his calls. I don't show up at the game.
Oh, who
nothing.
Was it? Who was it?
Cut to 3 months later, I go to a bar to watch the World Series. And at the end of the World Series, MVP of the World Series, Josh Beckett. It turns out pitchers don't play every game.
You idiot.
And I didn't know that.
You idiot.
So I was completely set up with him. Like, perfect. Derek Jeter set me up with Josh Beckett. And when you were saying this guy was a pitcher, I'm like, oh, I know a fact about them. They don't play every game.
You're an idiot.
So he's not a fucking bench warmer. He won MVP of the fucking World Series.
So you would not.
So I have only myself to blame for not becoming a Heidi.
Because you were a snob.
Yes. You would not date a professional baseball player that was not an everyday player.
No. If you're sliding maybe back into the minors anytime now, no. I'm not dating Kenny Powers.
Okay.
No.
But what if they were a major league player, but they were a utility player?
Now? Yes. I'll take anything.
Now.
When I was 22. I had fucking standards.
Yes.
Now I'm like, oh, is the fucking umpire available? The mighty have fallen. But yeah, I passed on Josh Beckett.
Yes. What about somebody in the XFL when that comes back?
What's that? Is that like arena?
No, it's basically.
Depends. It's not the NFL. But...
How much Emmy bastard kids they have? How much money have they wasted? We got to do like a full analysis.
You have an app that does an algorithm and will tell you.
Yeah. That app is called My Pool of Friends.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh my God. That is the funniest story I've ever heard.
I have 5,000 more where those came from. But yeah.
Yeah. Anything else about Survivor you want to talk about? I feel like we have you here.
I know. I can't remember that many people. That one tribe never goes to council and we never hear anything.
Naviti. I feel like everything is so serious all the time, yeah. Right?
I've gotten from people that a lot of people cannot unsee Do Me Nick.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Once you see it, you can.
I've heard that from a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wish we had like a Debbie or a Ty or, you know, not a Philip, but like somebody that's like a little nutty. Everyone just seems like I would hang out with. Everyone is pretty cool. Like, we don't have any crazies, which I'm kind of sad about.
Mm-hmm.
I think perhaps Jacob was going to be our crazy. I mean, he was having a straight-up meltdown. And I really wish somebody would have braided that hair. Also, does anyone understand why Jenna bragged about her hair braiding in their very romantic flirting scene, and then no hair was braided?
Would you want to touch somebody's disgusting hair?
No, but we do it all the time.
Do you?
Yes, John would
braid. There's nothing else to do, right?
Well, also, as a girl,
it makes you bond.
If you wanted to touch a guy's hair, I mean, that's a pretty easy way. And apparently his hair smelled like roses.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't flirt on the show, so I'm not sure. Like, I don't really sympathize with this.
You never would under any circumstances?
No. And yeah. I was so cautious. Like, when they gave us our interviews, this happened over and over and over again. In fact, Steve Helling, who's a buddy of mine, who works for People, was saying to me in my exit interview with him, he asked the same question that the producers kept asking me, like, well, what do you think of Malcolm? Do you like? And every time a producer would ask me, I was like, next question.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, do you think Malcolm's attractive? I was like, not answering that. Like, I know what you're trying to do here.
Yeah.
And I was like, please do not build a storyline here where I look like a jackass.
Yeah.
So I don't know how these people fall into that. And I want to point out, now I don't know if it changes, but I want to point out, everyone beginning of the season, oh, that young Michael, he's going to go in with a relationship. It's going to, you know, it's going to be a mess. He's going to hit on somebody. He's going to be all flirty. Hey, he's held it together so far.
Mm-hmm. It's only episode 5. And he's already cried.
He's not showmance.
Yeah, he has cried.
Yeah.
No, I don't like showmances. You played with showmances.
Did I play with... Oh, I played with Robin Amber.
The Ultimate.
Yeah, the Ultimate showmance. Yeah. I was there in the... yes. What are you signaling?
Ethan and Jenna?
But that was never a showmance. That was never on the show.
I never watched the show.
Yeah.
So, I just got the shrapnel after.
Yeah, they were never on together on the show. Rob and Amber, they were in my tribe and
their romance started.
They got together. And I was the first person ever to say Rob and Amber are gonna do it. And now look at this.
Yeah.
They've done it a few times now. They got four kids.
One of my most successful predictions that I called that.
I think my favorite showmance, or I guess I don't know if you call it a showmance, is when David proposed to Carolina at the finale.
Yes.
And
Carolina.
Yes. Like, oh, I'm so blindsided.
Yes. He proposed. Yeah. He proposed at the finale. Yeah. Sadly, it did not last.
No.
It did not last.
No, it most certainly did not.
No.
We cover those kinds of things on All the Fixins.
Yes. Did you happen to
keep swiping no on him. He keeps reappearing on Tinder.
Who?
That's so
David.
Awkward.
David Murphy.
Constant.
He came in and he was like, you know, on the scene, boom.
And then disappeared.
I remember seeing him at the, I went to a reality rally. I actually got to go.
Shame.
Yes.
For shame.
And he was like, yeah, they want me back for Survivor. So
okay. Can we talk about that? That is what I think Castaway Couple over here is doing.
Yes.
It's a grab for Amazing Race. Really? I'm the first person to point this out.
Yeah, I think
that's the only reason you'd have an Instagram that is functional. By the way, did you not get specific orders from CBS to not have a single photo of you and another cast member?
You know, I was thinking of
how are you allowed?
Yeah, but all of them,
nonstop uploads. I mean,
back in the day, they weren't even allowed to go to each other's houses.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying that's just a straight grab for your next move.
Yeah.
Interesting. This is why Corinne is, you know, the best in the biz at putting all these conspiracy theories
Many
together.
Many people have said that.
Yes. Did you see this when we did the cast assessment that I had said when you talked about Do Me Nick? And I said, did you know that that's also Nick Mirano's profile on Adult
Friend
Finder?
Yeah, that was maybe the funniest thing you've ever said.
Yes. And so...
someone created
it. No, Nick Mirano created this. This was, if you follow Nick Mirano, if you're one of the few people that follow Nick Mirano on Twitter, you would see that he had created his own Do Me Nick Adult Friend Finder profile.
That's so good.
Yes. He spent
3 days doing
it. It's so good. Wait, should I consider him? Wait, who knew he is so witty?
Oh my god, you would totally get married.
Let me guess. What's his stupid ass job? Bartender, you DJ, know, real estate, or yoga?
We're big Nick fans.
What's he worth?
We're one of the few. That could be a non-starter.
But he's very handsome.
But you know, we were rather instrumental in John Fincher and Parvati getting together.
Yeah, and look where that is. Too, yeah. Knocked up, baby.
Take some credit for that.
Were they married?
They're married.
But yeah, they're married now.
Yeah.
And they're about to have a baby.
It's all happening.
I know that part.
It's all happening. Yeah. I don't know if we were actually.
He really outkicked his coverage.
Yeah.
We kind of.
I don't know. Maybe
5%.
95.
Whoa. Well, where are you at with hooking me up?
Yeah. So, we have access to nothing that you don't already have.
Yeah. Unless
access
it's a teacher at the school across the street that's accidentally parking in your driveway.
I'll kill them.
Well, that's what happened when Corinne.
I will cut them.
That's what happened when Corinne showed up here today was that I said, who's parked on our driveway? And Nicole's like, who the fuck?
I was taking my rings off.
I see your silhouettes and I'm like, it's me. I thought we were meeting at 7, so it's like 9 minutes before 7.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that really gets under my skin.
Yeah, well, are you not going to? This isn't a brilliant profile. Are you going to read it?
Oh, okay. Do me, Nick. Why don't you read it?
Sure.
It's like it's a cast assessment.
So, he says, interested in myself and women.
He's very honest.
Yeah. 6'1 on a bad day, 6'2 on a normal one, 6'3 when I'm feeling sexy. Body type, Adonis, just ask my 52-year-old ex. Smokes, he says, yeah, I'm smoking. Drinks, dated an alcoholic once and somehow I wound up with the brain damage. This is my favorite one. Drugs, I won't drug you, I promise. Religion, also myself.
Yes.
Education, BA in mansplaining.
Mm-hmm.
Offspring, he says, let's be honest, you want my babies. He said, you should, and then under, you should message me if, he said, you're Lynn Spillman or a nurse MILF from New York. Does everyone on this podcast know who Lynn is?
Yeah, I think so.
And who's a nurse MILF? OMG.
Well, I don't want to brag.
Well, you know, there was a point where I could have met him and I was like,
Yeah.
I think he has a stupid job. I can't remember what it is now, but it's stupid.
He lives down in like Manhattan Beach.
A van by the river?
Well, by the beach.
Mm-hmm. So did James.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. Well, do me, Nick.
What are you doing in your final days in Los Angeles?
Well, my funeral was last week.
Yes, you had your funeral. Okay.
In my final days. Good question. I'm having dinner with Franny tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm recording a podcast tomorrow before that with Max. And then Saturday, I'm going to see my gay bestie. He doesn't like when I call him that, bestie. But I feel like people identify.
Which is the part that he doesn't like, gay or bestie?
He's like, you're my best friend. Why do you have to say gay first? I'm like, because your name is Matt, and that is like such a confusing. It's the easiest way to identify him. He doesn't like when I do that.
Yes.
And then I am, you know, I'm just going to see where the week takes me. It's not going well because they're going to get my furniture on Sunday, and then I'm going to be.
So you are going to need a bed.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
I know where you can get one.
Do you now? but I am, I'm happy we got this in. I felt like I just, the binder doesn't let me off leash very much. And yeah. I just like really needed that.
It's very regimented. One thing to the next.
Gotta get the fucking jokes out. I wrote them.
Gotta get the jokes in.
Yeah. So now I'm not funny at all.
Yes.
No, this was fun.
Okay.
Good. This was fun.
Get her a little break from
nice
prison that is
motherhood.
Right.
Oh my God.
Nicole has been very
this
stressed.
This has been such
Corinne.
A hard week. These guys are really just.
I mean, they seemed lovely when I saw them.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they weren't punching anything.
Well, Dominic was not really willing to take a photo. The photos you took are garbage. It's like you have Parkinson's. Every photo is all blurry.
It's not my fault. He wouldn't
useless,
stop moving. He doesn't want to pose for a picture.
No.
He doesn't.
I asked him if he'd pose for a picture like with his hand in my face. Like, no.
Like giving
I walked
Heisman.
Into the kitchen and I saw his hand like at you. And I was like, I'm not even going to ask what's going on.
Yeah. No, I was in the middle of talking to Corinne about something. And I was saying that like something was going on last Thursday. And he was like, Dad, today is Thursday.
And I was like, shit, he's listening.
Isn't he Rob's mini-me?
Yes. I think he's very bright.
He's very bright.
I don't know about fatty. I don't know about big pun, but the other one.
Oh, stop it.
No, you can't tell, right?
Yep. He's the brawn.
Yeah.
He is the brawn.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like him. I like them both. They're really cute.
They are very, we make cute babies.
I don't say that often. Yeah, yeah. You do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He told me to get away. He said, get away, mother.
Mother?
Who said that?
Anthony.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Corinne, the problem is that these kids, they're bad and they stress Nicole out and she's like trying to be a good mom. But then it's like she has all of like this pent up frustration. And then when I walk down the stairs, I get it all.
Right.
I try not to yell at them. And,
but she doesn't try not to yell at me.
As soon as he walks down the stairs, I'm like, go on the stairs right now!
It's like, but I don't understand what I did.
What is stopping you from just yelling at them? I was yelled at, and look how great I am.
That's my fear.
Mm-hmm. You want to make a new Corinne.
Yes.
I mean, I don't cry.
Today I yelled a lot, and I try not to yell. I don't want to be the mom that yells. And today I was just like, you know what, guys, you're so bad. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I heard like, I mean, Dominic was like, thank you, daddy. Will you look for the top to my freaking helicopter? Thank you, daddy.
Yes,
there's
yes.
so many please and thank yous. Like you're raising good kids.
Well, they have manners, but they're still like,
well, no. They have manners. And then I'm talking to him in the kitchen. I hear him in the bedroom, like, not go to bed. Like,
no, he's so sweet. He was like, no,
doors.
I can't go to bed, mama. I just love you so much. I got to tell you. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I love you more than anything. Here are so many kisses. And I'm like, okay, bye. I'm leaving.
Mommy has to work.
I'm like, oh my God, is this over yet?
Yes.
Wow. This is still a loving home.
Okay. Corinne, do we have a hashtag for this podcast?
Oh God. I didn't know every pot. I thought it was just my binders. I don't feel special.
No,
anymore.
You're not special.
Yes.
Damn it.
Yes. It's still you. It's still you.
I don't know.
Hashtag date an umpire.
Date an umpire. That's a good one.
You could do that one. Date an ump.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
Hump an ump.
Hump an ump. I love it.
Good. Very
that's
good.
Rock bottom, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome.
Hump an ump. All right. So,
hashtag rock bottom.
Yeah. So who knows? There is a professional baseball team in Denver, Colorado. There are baseball games happening 82 nights a year. Many umpires, sometimes four a game.
Yeah. I bet some listen to this podcast and they want to be
sure,
humped.
Sure.
Yes. If this is an ump.
If there's an ump that wants to be humped,
this is actually Adult Friend Finder. Yeah. New situation.
And not for anything, Corinne, if he happens to be an ugly, they wear the mask most of the time.
And like you
he
keep
wear it
on
it in bed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Role play.
But I don't feel like they're tall.
The criteria. Yes. Okay. So would you say ugly, that's one strike against them?
The most important thing.
Yes.
I don't care if you love your mother.
Yes.
I need you to be
ugly
fucking
and short.
Tall.
Yeah, that's
two, short that, is never going to work.
That's two strikes against
them. And you don't
them?
Want a mother's boy. A mama's boy.
No. Mother boy.
Okay.
I don't. Oh, it's always fun seeing you kids.
Yes, it's great to see that. I'm worried that we're not going to see you anymore.
You will. I mean, I'll make it. I will fly in.
Yes, you're here all the time.
I mean,
sometimes. Yeah. You're here sometimes.
Sometimes I'm here all the time.
Meet you in Salt Lake City.
This is the Thai sound drop.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. But like, dude, you keep going to the cities I go to, like, just after I go there. Mm-hmm. Just give me your damn agenda and I'll show up to these other things.
Okay. For the fall.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yes. But I'll be in Reno next week.
I've heard at the Peppermint Mill.
Peppermint Mill. What are you saying?
He's leaving for Reno next week.
Oh, cool. So you have the kids by yourself?
It's freaking spring break. And my mother is going to be here.
Awesome news.
Yes. Yes.
So he's going to be gambling his face off and mingling.
Not a big gambler.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
it's a very Jewish thing.
Yeah,
everyone thinks he's Jewish.
The pain of losing is too much. It's more
obviously. Totally agree with you.
Yes, I'm very.
I get more of a rush when I return an item that's far past the return date. I went to Bed Bath & Beyond the other day and I returned something that I got these blackout shades knowing I was moving 6 months ago and was like, I will keep this receipt and they will take it back because I will bring it back and I will give them a good story, which I did.
Were they used?
I said these were in my guest room. I just had guests. I hadn't had guests in 6 months. I don't have a guest room. And they were in my bedroom. And I was like, and there was light. These are going to need to go back. $90 back on the card. Not even store credit on the card.
I've pulled some psycho return stories.
Oh, yeah.
Like I've bought like on Black Friday, like serious deals and then returned it. No, I returned it back at the store and like was like a total psycho when I went in there. Like they were like, no, you need a receipt. And I don't know. Something came over me.
How dare you?
No, something came over me and words were coming out of my mouth. And I just saw like their faces. Like they were so scared. They're like, okay, whatever you want.
See, I think you should yell at your children. No, you have the scary thing.
Yeah, no, I do. I know that, and that's why like I feel like in any negotiation, I feel like I'm the good cop and Nicole's the bad cop because Nicole could just be like irrational
psycho.
And just yell at people. Mm-hmm. I don't have that in me. I care too much about the person. Like, I'm like, I can't just like, yell at a person for no reason and scream at them.
I get into altercations at grocery stores all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get in altercations in front of my house.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Someone's going to get you on YouTube.
Yeah.
I hope they do.
And I noticed
her fake little cones. She bought like play cones.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know.
That's deterring anything.
Yes,
they ran them over.
They're all decrepit. That's how I knew it was your house. Because I was like, it was dark and there was people everywhere because that fucking school's having something. And I was like, oh, the orange cones. This is me not supposed to park.
This is the crazy house.
Allow me to pull in.
The crazy person.
A man told me to F off in front of my house.
I hear everything from my window and I hear her like yelling at somebody and I hear a guy like telling her like go screw yourself.
No, no,
bitch.
No. He goes, F off. And I was like, oh, great language to use in front of your child. And the child goes, F off, lady.
and then what did your husband do?
No, and then the guy pulls away and Rob's like, are you okay? Like,
yeah.
Where were you? We need a cone cast.
Do you know how many crazy
she's gotta
people
do a whole podcast
are walking around with guns that I try.
Better her than you?
No, I'm saying like, don't engage with crazy people, Nicole. That's the first rule. Don't engage.
Well, that's not
all happening. I said was, you're blocking my driveway. And no matter how wrong you are or how wrong I am, you just say, sorry. Right? Mm-hmm. All you do is say sorry.
See, I'm so like, I'm so nasty that the sec, like I would just call the tow company.
But Nicole's like out in public, just
it takes too long.
Are my tax dollars going
seriously? Yeah. And then they keep you on hold
Nicole's,
for so long.
Nicole's
by the time
looking for the fight with
they're
people.
Not an app
as
for
soon
that.
as I see them, like they pull up. I'm like, oh yeah.
It's
let's do it.
Time.
Let's do it.
Rings are coming
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Right. I take my kid. I have my kid in my hand. It's on.
Nicole like needs the purge. Like she needs like the one night to go out and fight people.
I don't want to fight anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just the people who block my driveway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like she'll always be like she'll go out there and then if somebody has blocked the driveway,
I'll wait.
She'll be like, I had a place to go and my young child needs to go to the hospital. I couldn't get out.
My kid's in anaphylactic shock.
Yes.
I have no EpiPen.
Fun times over here at the Sister Needs.
She's like a powder keg, like waiting to explode.
I can't yell at my kids, so I will yell at any random that parks in front of my driveway.
Yeah, no, I feel you on all of this.
It's like, honey, is everything okay? You seem
this
a little
pussy willow.
You seem
as
a little.
Soon as they drive
you seem
away,
a little
he's like,
on edge.
You need a Xanax prescription. I feel you need to dose yourself, sister.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, kids. So we're doing Hump the Ump.
Hump the ump.
All right, I like it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Corinne, best of luck on your move. I'm so glad we got this in here. And what else? What else people follow you on the TV Party app?
Oh yeah, so TV Party app, all the fix-ins, SurvivorATF.com. I really hope that's the fucking email address.
Yeah. I think you changed it.
I feel like we did. Did we change it? He's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Can you monkey bang?
AT fix-ins, right?
Shit. Is that right?
I thought.
Can you please look it up? I'm going to get in so much trouble.
All right.
Oh, he's going to kill me.
Yes.
Is there a way to dub in? I don't know why that's important. You go to the website.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. There you go. AT fix-ins.
Fuck my life.
.com. And we're fine. What do you think? So you think somebody typed in Survivor ATF and then it didn't work and then they turned off the podcast? Like,
oh my God. AT fix-ins or TV Party app or follow me at Corinne Sanity, CORINSANITY on Instagram or Twitter. I talk all the shit.
Yes.
I have all the inside scoop, none of which are spoilers, I don't think. No one tells me that stuff.
Okay.
But I know things like, you know, who's screwing who.
Yes.
You know, the important stuff.
Yes.
Why can't I think of a single other reference? It's been a long day. I've been driving for like 8 hours today.
All right. All right.
I love you both.
All right. We'll let you get back on the road. So happy to see you that our next show that's coming up, I will be getting into your Survivor feedback from this week, and I will be talking with Brett LaBelle, friend and mine.
I love Brett LaBelle.
Like, great.
I love him.
One of the best that he's going to join me. So get your voicemails in robswebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. And then, of course, we'll have the Wiggle Room coming up on Monday as well. So still more to go in this Survivor week.
I'm seriously going to be in so much trouble for screwing that website up.
Why?
Well, you got it right in the end, and that's
eventually.
All that matters.
Okay.
Max, don't yell at her.
Yeah.
He's going to yell at me.
What is he like, a Nicole?
Yes, he is.
No.
Stop.
I'm the illegal Parker, and he's the Nicole.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Nicole, what else? What else? At Nicole says what on Twitter.
Yes.
What else do you need?
That's it.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Nothing? You want people to reach out to you or anything?
Instagram, Nicole Sesternino.
Mm-hmm. Nicole has good stories from what's going on here.
Yeah. Well, you can listen to me every week if you become a patron.
Patron five for five. Yes, we do
a podcast.
Nicole has a podcast every week for the patrons.
I do.
We bring her up here. People ask questions.
She ain't got enough to do.
We wind her up.
We get crazy.
Yes. Nicole was just like screaming into the microphone for 5 minutes the other day, talking about how Dominic tripped the panic alarm on the
house. Oh my God. That guy that lives downstairs.
Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, what?
He hit the panic button.
Told the story about I was doing a podcast with Josh Wiggler and Nicole like kicked the door open to the room. And then my phone is ringing.
How fancy are you? Who has a panic button?
Yeah, it was an add-on on the alarm system. And
he goes, "Ooh, mama, I found a secret button."
No,
slow motion. No. I saw him hitting it with like this big smirk on his face, hitting the button and then he hits it. The whole alarm goes off.
And she like kicks the door open to the room.
Do I look like I could kick a door open?
Yes, you actually do. And then my phone is ringing simultaneously because the alarm company is calling me. And then she comes in and then she's like, looks like because I'm answering the phone because I see it. And it's like she's angry that I'm answering.
I'm angry because the alarm is going off and the police are coming.
She looks so angry that I was.
They come faster than a tow truck.
I don't know what
to
do.
Maybe I should hit the panic button.
The door open, but my phone is ringing. But then it's the thing on the phone is about the same thing that she's coming up here to tell me. But she's
like,
I'm like, Josh, please hold. Like,
and don't you have to? My parents had that at home. I was thinking panic room. You had a panic button. That's
panic
what that
button.
Was. You had to have a safe word that you have to tell them.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, you have to tell them.
Well, that's in the bedroom.
Yes, that's both places.
I always used to joke that my safe word is more.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah,
I once joined a sex club, and I mean, just to watch. I'm a voyeur, not an exhibitionist. Not an exhibitionist.
Okay.
That was the line I had to memorize. And we had to pick a safe word, and I was like, let's pick more. And my date was like, wow.
It's confusing.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're trying to not get raped at this sex club.
Anywho,
There you go. All right.
Well, fun stuff, guys.
I don't know where to go from there.
And this is where we ended.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
It's Corin Kaplan. She is here, and this girl has no filter. A badass bitch from all the fixins, brutal binder builder. She's here to talk about whatever pissed her off or thrilled her. An unofficial extra show that no doubt will bewilder. She's going to get a little drunk tonight. She's going to get a little drunk tonight. I'm going to get a little drunk tonight. We're all going to get a little drunk tonight. She dishes with her friend Nicole. Now both of them are bright girls and super hot no matter what, with straight hair or with tight curls. From Doomy Nick to Captain Delph, their takes are precious like pearls. What you're about to hear is just a couple wasted white girls. So pour the wine and spill the tea and listen to the action. You're about to board on a plane with a tipsy captain. You think you're ready for this ride, but I suggest you strap in. It's gonna be a hot one with Nicole and Corin Kaplan. And also Rob.